Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, I'm going to read the chapter summary. Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna. As described in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Hari, in his original form, appeared as Vishnu, so that his father and mother could understand that their son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they were afraid of Kamsa, when the Lord appeared as an ordinary child, they took him to Gokula, the home of Nanda Maharaj. Isadhyaya me batlaya gaya hai ki Bhagavan Krishna jin ka ari roop hari hai Vishnu roop mein prakata hui jisse unke mata pita ye samajh le ki unka putra Bhagavan hai. Chunki ve kamsa se bhaya bhita the atak jab Bhagavan सामान्य बाला के रूप में प्रकट हुए तो वे उन्हें नंद महाराज के घर गोकुल ले गए. Mother Devaki, being fully transcendental, Sachit Ananda, does not belong to this material world. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared with four hands, as if born from her womb. Upon seeing the Lord in that Vishnu form, Vasudeva struck with wonder, and in transcendental happiness he and Devaki mentally gave 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. Vasudeva then offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as the Supreme Person, Parabrahman, the Supersoul, who is beyond duality and who is internally and externally all-pervading. The Lord, the cause of all causes, is beyond material existence, although he is the creator of this material world. When he enters this world as Paramatma, he is all-pervading. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Yet he is transcendentally situated. For the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world, the Lord appears as the guna avatars, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara. Thus, Vasudeva offered prayers full of meaning to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devaki followed her husband by offering prayers describing the transcendental nature of the Lord. Fearing Kamsa, and desiring that the Lord not be understood by atheistic and materialistic non-devotees, she prayed that the Lord withdraw his transcendental four-armed form and appear like an ordinary child with two hands. Mata Devaki, Sachidananda hone ke karan, is bhautik jagat se sambandha nahi hai. Bhagavan char haton se yukt prakta hui mano unke ghar se utpana hui ho. Bhagavan ko is Vishnu roop mein dekar Vasudev bhangchak ke reh gaye, or unhongne Devaki samet divya harsh men akar man hi man brahmanon ko 10,000 gaying dam me de dali. Fear Vasudev ne Bhagavan ki stuti parama purusha para brahma paramatma ke sambhodanon se ki jo dvaita se pare hain, or bhitar tata bahar se sarva vyapaka hain. Samasta karanon ke karan, Bhagavan bhautik jagat se pare hain. Yadyapi vahi is bhautik jagat ke shrashta hai. Jab vahi is jagat mein, paramatma roop mein pavisht hote hain, to ve sarva vyapaka hote hain. Antantarasta paramanu chayantarastam bhi divya bane rete hain. Is bhautik jagat ke srijan palan tata samhara ke liye ve gunavataron yata Brahma Vishnu tata Maheshwara ke roop mein prakata hote hain. Is tarah Vasudev ne Bhagawan ki sartak prarthana ki. Unke baad Devaki ne bhi Bhagawan ko divya batate hue prarthana ki. Kamsa se dhar se tata is abhilasha se ki nastik tata abhaktajan Bhagawan ko samaj na paeng, Devaki ne Bhagawan se prarthana ki, ki ve is chaturbhuj roop ko tyag kar, do hat wale samanya balak ke roop mein prakat ho. The Lord reminded Vasudev and Devaki of two other incarnations in which he had appeared as their son. He had appeared as Prishnigarbha and Vamanadeva. And now this time was the third time he was appearing as the son of Devaki to fulfill their desire. The Lord then decided to leave the residence of Vasudev and Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa, and at this very time, Yogamaya took birth as the daughter of Yashoda. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Vasudev was able to leave the prison house and save the child from the hands of Kamsa. When Vasudev brought Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that by Yogamaya's arrangement, Yashoda, as well as everyone else, was deeply asleep. Thus he exchanged the babies, taking Yogamaya from Yashoda's lap and placing Krishna there instead. Then Vasudev returned to his own place, having taken Yogamaya as his daughter. He placed Yogamaya on Devaki's bed and prepared to be a prisoner as before. In Gokula, Yashoda could not understand whether she had given birth to a male or a female child. Bhagavan ne Vasudev tata Devaki ko un do anya avataron ka smaran karaya jo pehle hi unke putra roop mein prakata ho chuke the. Ve Prishnigarbha tata Vamandev ke roop mein prakata ho chuke the. Aur ab tisri bar ve unki ichha purti ke liye Devaki ke putra roop mein prakata ho rahe the. Tab Bhagavan ne Kamsa ke karagar mein bandi Vasudev tata Devaki ke avas ko chhodne ka nishchaya kiya, aur theek usi samay Yogamaya ne Yashoda ki putri ke roop mein janma liya. Yogamaya ki hi vyavastha dwara Vasudev bandi griha ko tyagne evam Kamsa ke haton se balak ko bachane mein samartha ho sake. Jab Vasudev Krishna ko Nanda Maharaj ke ghar laye, to unhone dekha ki Yogamaya ki vyavastha se Yashoda tata dusre sare log soye gaye the. Is tarah unhone Yogamaya ko Yashoda ki god se lekar badle mein Krishna ko rakh diya. Fir ve Yogamaya ko apni putri ke roop mein lekar vapas laut aaye. Unhone Yogamaya ko Devaki ke bistar mein rakh diya. Purvavat bandi ban gaye. Gokula mein Yashoda ko ye pata nahi chal paya ki unhen ladka hua la ladki ya ladki. Okay, now we read the verses. I think Prabhupada's giving most of the class today. 5 verses and a purport.
Shri Shuka Uvacha
Atasarva Guna Peta
Kalak Paramashobanaha
Yaryevajana Janmarksham
Shantarkshagrahatarakam. Dishatprasedurgaganam. Nirmalodurganodayam. Mahi Mangala Bhuyishta. Pura Grama Vajakara. Nadyat Prasanna Salila. Radha Jaluruha Shriyaha. Drijali Kula Sannada. Stavaka Vanarajayaha. Vavau Vayuksukasparsha. Punya Gandharvahak Shuchihi. Agnayascha Dvijatinam. Shantastatra Samindata. Manam Shasan Prasannani. Sadunam Asura Druham. Jayamani Janetasmin. Nidur Dundhubayak Samam. Okay. Divi? Our book has Samam. Last word.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not your fault. But, you know, the last word you can change from Divi to Samam. I know the word for words are long, but still it's Prabhupada's giving us his insight, so let's read it. Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shukadev Goswami said. Atta. On the occasion of the Lord's appearance.
On the occasion of the Lord's appearance. Sarva.
All around.
All around.
Guna upetaha.
Endowed with material attributes or facilities.
Kalaha.
A favorable time.
Paramashobhanaha.
All auspicious.
And very favorable from all points of view. Yardhi.
When.
Eva.
Certainly.
Ajana Janma Riksham. The constellation of stars known as Rohini. Literally, it says the nakshatra for the birth of the unborn. It's the nakshatra during which Krishna was born. Shantariksha. None of the constellations were fierce. All of them were peaceful. Grahatarakam. And the planets and stars like Ashwini. Here. Dishaha. All directions. Paseduhu. Appeared very auspicious and peaceful. Gaganam. All of outer space or the sky. Nirmala Udu Gana Udayam. In which all the auspicious stars were visible. In the upper stratus of the universe. Mahi. The earth. Mangala Bhuyishta. Pura Grama Vraja Akara. Whose many cities, towns, pasturing grounds, and mines. Became auspicious and very neat and clean. Nadyaha. The rivers. Prasanna Salila. The waters became clear.
The waters became clear.
Pradaha. The lakes or large reservoirs of water.
Lakes or large reservoirs of water.
Jalaruha Shriyaha.
Appeared very beautiful.
Because of blossoming lotuses all around.
Because of blossoming lotuses all around.
Dvija Ali Kula Sannada Stavaka. The birds, especially the cuckoos.
The birds, especially the cuckoos.
And swarms of bees.
And swarms of bees.
Began to chant in sweet voices.
Began to chant in sweet voices.
As if praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
As if praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vanarajayaha. The green trees and plants were also very pleasing to see.
The green trees and plants were also very pleasing to see.
Vavau.
Blue.
Vayuhu. The breeze.
Sukasparshaha.
Very pleasing to the touch.
Very pleasing to the touch.
Punya Gandavaha. Which was full of fragrance.
Shuchihi.
Without pollution by dust.
Agnayakcha.
And the fires.
At the places of sacrifice.
Dvijatinam. Of the Brahmanas. Shanta. Undisturbed, steady, calm, and quiet. Tatra.
There.
Samindata.
Blazed.
Manamsi.
The minds of the Brahmanas.
Who, because of Kamsa, had always been afraid. Asan. Became. Prasannani. Fully satisfied and free from disturbances. Sadhunam. Of the Brahmanas who were all Vaishnav devotees. Asuradruham. Who had been oppressed by Kamsa and other demons. Disturbing the discharge of religious rituals. Jayamani. Because of the appearance or birth. Ajani. Of Lord Vishnu. Who is always unborn. Tasmin. In that situation. Neduhu. Resounded. Dundumbayaha. Kettle drums. This is onomatopoetic. If you say the word, pronounce it correctly, you can hear the kettle drums. Samam. Simultaneously. From the upper planets. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. The constellation Rohini appeared, as did stars like Ashwini. The sun, moon, and other stars and planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Decorated with towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water, and the lakes and vast reservoirs, full of lilies and lotuses, were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and green plants, full of flowers and leaves pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the sense of touch
and bearing the aroma of flowers. And when the brahmanas engaged in ritualistic ceremonies ignited their fires according to Vedic principles, the fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and brahmanas, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums simultaneously vibrated from the upper planetary system. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his appearance, birth, and activities are all transcendental, and that one who factually understands them is immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord's appearance or birth is not like that of an ordinary man, who is forced to accept a material body according to his past deeds. The Lord's appearance is explained in the previous chapter. He appears out of his own sweet pleasure. When the time was mature for the appearance of the Lord, the constellations became very auspicious. The astrological influence of the constellation known as Rohini was also predominant, because this constellation is considered very auspicious. Rohini is under the direct supervision of Brahma, who was born of Vishnu, and it appears at the birth of Lord Vishnu, who is in fact birthless. According to the astrological conclusion, besides the proper situation of the stars, there are auspicious and inauspicious moments due to the different situations of the different planetary systems. At the time of Krishna's birth, the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. At that time, in all directions, east, west, south, north, everywhere, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity. Auspicious stars were visible in the sky, and on the surface in all towns and villages or pasturing grounds, and within the mind of everyone, there were signs of good fortune. The rivers were flowing with full of water, and the lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full with beautiful birds and peacocks. All the birds within the forest began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance with their consorts. The wind blew very pleasantly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, and the sensation of bodily touch was very pleasing. At home, the brahmanas, who were accustomed to offer sacrifices in the fire, found their homes very pleasant for offerings. Because of disturbances created by the demoniac kings, the sacrificial fire had been almost stopped in the houses of brahmanas, but now they could find the opportunity to start the fire peacefully. Being forbidden to offer sacrifices, the Brahmins were very distressed in mind, intelligence, and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy because they could hear loud vibrations in the sky of transcendental sounds, proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the occasion of Lord's birth, seasonal changes took place throughout the entire universe. Krishna was born during the month of September, yet it appeared like springtime. The atmosphere, however, was very cool, although not chilly, and the rivers and reservoirs appeared just as they would in Sharat, the fall. Lotuses and lilies blossomed during the day, but although Krishna appeared at 12 o'clock midnight, the lilies and lotuses were in bloom, and thus the wind blowing at that time was full of fragrance. Because of Kamsa's disturbances, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies had all almost stopped. The brahmanas and saintly persons could not execute the Vedic rituals with peaceful minds. But now the Brahmins were very pleased to perform their daily ritualistic ceremonies undisturbed. The business of the Asuras is to disturb the Suras, the devotees and Brahmanas. But at the time of Krishna's appearance, these devotees and brahmanas were undisturbed. I'll just say it for a few words and then we'll talk more tomorrow. Well, very graphic description how Krishna's appearance creates all... Krishna's appearance creates all auspiciousness. So, abhi main dohi shabd kohunga pure devotee in kal or kahenge. Ati sundara vyakya hai kis prakar jab Bhagavan Krishna ka avirbhav hai us samay sare vishwa mein punya vyavas punya sthiti hoti hai. Krishna appears very rarely, only once in the day of Brahma. Bhagavan Krishna ka avirbhav ati viral hai. Bhagavan Brahma ke sare din mein ek baar hi Krishna ka avirbhav hota hai. This is once in every 350 million years or so. 35 crore Saurya Sal mein ek baar 35 crore 35 crores, right? 35 350 million.
Yeah.
Ati virala.
A day of Brahma.
Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna's appearance. Not even once a day. Yes. In each day of Brahma, Krishna appears in a particular Divya Yuga in the 27th Vaivasvata Manvantara. Am I wrong? Once in a day
of Brahma was a different number.
Okay, it's a different number. I got the number wrong. Actually, that's the duration of a Manvantara. Okay, day of Brahma is a lot more than 71 times that.
4,320,000,000.
Okay. Char Sal Koror. Sal. No, that's okay. Sorry. This Manvantara calculation. Lots of years. Very rare. Ati viral. Bhagavan Krishna ka avibha. Lekin, Bhagavan Krishna... whenever the devotees are chanting purely the glorification of Krishna, Krishna is also appearing. Whenever the Bhagavatam is being chanted purely and heard purely, Krishna is directly manifest. So here's Krishna's appearance whenever you want it. Jabhi shuddh Krishna kata sunai deti hai. Tabhi Bhagavan ka Krishna ka avibhav hota hai. Jabhi hamare umid hai, tab shud Krishna katha ke dwara Krishna ka avibhav ho sakta hai. Anyway, Krishna svadam o pagate dharma gyanati bhiksaha palau nastri shamesha puranar ko dunodidaha. This Purana has arisen as the representation or the substitute manifestation of Krishna, Pratibhu Murti. Just like if a deity disappears, then the Murti can be replaced with a substitute, because the deity is actually eternal. Even if someone steals the deity, the actual spiritual form of the deity is eternal. Ye Bhagavat Purana is Kali Yuga mein udita hua Krishna Pratinidhi ke roop mein. Bhagavan Krishna ke ka Pratinidhi hai, substitute or representative. Yata ek Bhagavan ka murti uska chor ho sakta hai. Murti gaya ho jani sakti hai. The deity can disappear. Kintu Bhagavan ka archa avatar shashvata hai, nitya hai. So, sambhava hai, agar murti ka chori, agar anya prakar uska ya gayab ho jati hai, to murti ka pratinidhi, pratibhu murti, stapita ho ja sakti hai. We can substitute, we can establish a substitute deity. This is the substitute deity of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna manifests through the recitation of the Bhagavatam. Krishna ka punar avirbhav hamesha hota hai jab hi Bhagavat kata shud roop mein sunai aati hai. Okay, so we'll stop there for today. Tomorrow we'll continue. Any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. Lord Chaitanya appears once in a day of Guru also.
Whenever Krishna appears in his original form, in the very following Kali Yuga, he appears again as Lord Chaitanya. Okay, they're, a pair of avatars. They come together.
Always back to back.
Yes. And when Krishna himself doesn't directly appear, there's a different Yuga avatar for Dwarka Yuga and a different Sankirtana establisher, representative of Lord Chaitanya will establish Sankirtana in Kali Yuga.
Prashna hua ki Bhagavan Chaitanya ka avirbhav ka schedule? Kaise hai? The schedule. kab? Bhagavan ka Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka avirbhav hai. So, uttar hai ki jab hi Krishna sakshad avatar avatar karta hai, tab hi Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka avatar bhi hai. Hota hai. Ye jod hai, it's pair. Bhagavan Shri Krishna or uske baad Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. Ek Brahma ji ka din mein ek baar dono ka avatar hai. We missed both of them. But
we didn't miss Mahaprabhu.
Okay. All right, good. Anything else?
Substituted the word Divi, was it?
Divi? No, Divi was in the Gita Press book, in the sky. It doesn't change the meaning much.
In our
book it said together, along with the flat, whatever else was happening, the kettle drum sounded. And this book says the kettle drum sounded in the sky. Okay, it doesn't make much difference.
Okay, so in our book it was another word,
Samam. Yeah. Slightly different readings. Usually the meaning doesn't change much, if at all. Padantara hai. Is Gita Press mein antim shabda. Divi. Akash mein hai. Or Hamari BBT Bhagavatam mein Akir mein ye shabd samam ke saath hota hai. Okay. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.